had to let that song play. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. What's up, everyone? This is another episode of Heezy's World, episode 121. What's the comments saying? What's up, Brandon and Blair? Thanks for joining. A 5-minute and counting entry of the show. I mean, you're pretty much saying you don't like Go-Go no more, or you never liked it in the first place. I mean, I was loving the song. I'm sorry. Trying to get myself together for the show. But yes, that was Backyard. I don't think I can get flagged for that, so we'll see, though. You know, shout out to Backyard. I need to go out and see his show one of these days. I was just looking on Instagram. See Pretty Ricky's Baby Blue sentenced to 20 months in prison for PPP fraud. I mean, wow. I was just thinking, like, these things that you... Something like that, I thought you would get a lot of trouble for, but, you know, you get a little bit of trouble for. But that was just my random pre-thought before the show. Oh, man, you don't know that joint? Well, that's on my phone. I don't know if I can find that, but, yeah. Be who you are. That's my motto. And yeah, man, I'm back here doing my podcast once again. I stepped away for a little bit, you know, had me a little birthday, became a little older. And I'm trying to become a little wiser. But there's a work in progress. But I just want to say that I'm good. 'Tis the season to be easy. And, you know, I appreciate everybody still checking out the podcast, even while I was gone. And, you know, just... Support is what it is. Support your peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to do better in supporting my people, but people are out here supporting me. You know what I'm saying? I'm very thankful for that, and I cherish that notion. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm back up in this thing. I don't have really much to say. It's been too long. But since you've been gone for the first time. I don't know the words. But since I've been gone, I don't know, man. It's been a trying time for the Heezy. Now, without disclosing so much blatant information, I mean, the world is pretty tough on a guy like me who has his rebellious ways and, you know, all these, what do we call them? Mandates and all these restrictions and shit. You know, I'm a person that hates restrictions in all phases of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are reasons why you can't. I mean, when I was a kid, I shouldn't have been driving. I understand that. 6 years old, trying to drive a car, it's not good. But, you know, there's restrictions for certain things. But neither here nor there, man. This COVID shit is you know, it's driving a lot of people crazy. I mean, we've been crazy. Everybody been crazy. The world's crazy. But I don't know, man. I'm trying to find the you know. These last 2 years have been, it's hard to call them ass with so much goodness filled within them. But, you know, it's just so, I mean, I guess I can be like, that's what Americans do. We turn the pandemics into a glad stemic. We turn things that should be deathly into breathly. We breathe easier. We do right. God bless America. But the whole world's going through this shit. But God bless everybody, man. We all going through it. But yeah, I mean, I just need to give me some money and get away, go on some more vacation. I guess life is, great. It's hard to say bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's a lot of things out of my control. It's one of the things that I'm doing now. Control what I can control. You know, I feel like an uncle now. Well, I've always been an uncle for the last couple of years, but just gotta control what you can control, man. There's a lot of people out here doing what the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? Holding you against your will. I don't know if that's the right words to say, but it's how I feel in certain aspects of my life. You know what I'm saying? Without caring to explain what they are. I just feel like, you know, I'm not one person to hold back, but holding me back or, you know, I'm a person who can get complacent very fast, and I don't want this to be a reason for people to keep annoying my life, but, you know, you just can't stay still. You can't become complacent, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep going on with your dreams and having a reason and a purpose and, you know, wake up with a got to get this shit done attitude. You know what I'm talking about? Woo! America! But, yeah, man, I kind of forgot what I was just talking about, but live life, do it however you wanna. But yeah, man, no restrictions, bro. I can't wait till life is regular. You know what I'm saying? And shit. It's hard to talk about this vaccination shit. You know what I'm saying? So many people are vaccinated and unvaccinated. I do want to say how I know so many different people. Like, you know, lately, because of COVID. Not because of COVID, but I guess because of COVID. That you just want to see people more often. And they definitely don't want to come around. Like, as you get older, kids. As you get older, you know, people are less, have less time to be fucking around, kicking the shit, taking ass and kicking names. We don't have time for all that. We gotta get to our kids. We gotta get to our jobs. You know, it's all this shit. And I remember telling my relative, what is going on with the Instagram? I remember telling my relatives a while back, so I miss when we all used to just, or I miss us all as kids. Like, I grew up with a lot of siblings. We have a lot of siblings. My dad was very busy. And I love that. It had its times. I mean, it still has its times now. And it has its great times most often. But what I expressed was that I missed times when it was just fun. You know, we woke up. I mean, we had school. But that was about the only work we had to do. Come home and, like, the house was an adventure. Life was an adventure. It seemed like, at least for me. And now more life is just like a survival mission. Like, what can you do to not fuck up this the most this day? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's easy. It's easy. I guess if you go to church, I suppose. I'm not sure. I'm fine, but things can get queasy. Hey, is my internet down? Hey, now. Well, we're still kicking it on the mic. But, oh, shit. Turn this way. But, yeah, man, it's a task. And I just hope everybody's doing well. I'm always doing well. I'm finding it out. I got to reevaluate all the time and shit. Just feel like an old man. But what I was trying to say is that's what I miss. Like, I don't like to work. I understand we have to work. Like, I've been saying this lately, and it sounds crazy to everybody I say it to. They'll be like, what? Oh, all right. Well, you good luck with that. And so I'm tired of working, but I'm also tired of making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like I'm making money, but it's like, I'm tired of this being the process. You know what I'm saying? I just want to, and I'm sure everybody feels this way. I mean, except people who have accepted the reality. But it's just like, I'm just tired of the hustle and bustle, man. I'm tired of trying to sell whatever the hell I have to sell. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to wait. You know, I don't know. It's part of life. It's what it is. But, you know, I just want to be a millionaire, you know? But I'm just blowing wind at this point. Because everybody feels like that. We all just want to be millionaires. And, you know, economies don't last like that. It needs to be slavery, goddammit. Oh, what's going on here? Oh. Instagram ended. I don't know why. But we'll go live again. What? Do what we do. I'm not really sure what happened there. But anyway, guys, pretty much all I had to say. There's a couple things. I am going to start changing a little bit of the format with the show, but I'm gonna just do that and not worry about telling y'all what's going on. But yeah, it's Christmas time, guys. You guys being stressed out, your kids stressing you out. Are you saying they want this, they want that, they need this? Oh my God, the new Xbox, I need this. I need it, Mom. I need it or I won't be good. I'm sure that's how that works. But damn. That was my man Chris just now, if y'all saw that. He got his ass bust. But, oh, what's going on with my live? Oh, I have to go live. I'm not live, guys. But yeah, Christmas time, man. So I don't know. I don't really care for these paganistic holidays and such stuff like that. Oh, they're not even letting me go live. Did I do something wrong? Checking connection. Sorry, there's an error. What? What in the world is happening? Oh, the Wi-Fi is out. That's the problem. That's the problem. Why would they be like that? And that was the commercial break. Jesus, what commercial break. I don't know. Who am I? I'm sorry. I've got somebody on my Instagram here. But yes, sorry, guys. I'm out of order. I have been out of order lately. I've been out of order like shit. Let me go ahead and give y'all some truth really quick. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, it's hard to say certain things, you know? We're nearing it towards the middle of the show where nobody pays attention, but I can't. You know, you got to keep some things personal, you know? But I said it earlier. No restrictions, and Heezy will be the greatest gift of all to the world. But yeah, what was I about to say? I don't know, I'm just gonna move on. But yeah, out of order, but you know, it's easy to get in order sometimes. You just gotta do it, right? And that right, Heezy? Yeah, that's right, Heezy. I'm looking through this news and I'm just like, man, I don't give a fuck for real. I haven't really given a fuck lately. That's the new thing. It's not the new thing. It's like lately, you know, I don't know. I've been more in tune, I suppose. I've been more aware. I don't know. My girl got me some damn crystal. I mean, I don't mean to say some damn crystal, but you know, it's a new thing, a new entity in my life. And I have been talking about crystals on my other podcast, but I haven't really engaged with one really. I mean, I have, but I didn't really. Well, anyway, I have my own, and now it feels like I'm in the crystal game, and I got the green Aventrine, and it's a very cool crystal. It's a crystal for me, like shit. I need that in this world that I'm trying to, in this Heezy's world I'm trying to create, and yeah, it's just another thing. But I forgot where I was going with that, boy. Definitely getting old. I'm 34, man. Let me tell y'all. I'm thankful for my friends coming through. I appreciate y'all. I had some good times. I mean, you know, to see each other more. But it was real cool seeing my guys and my gals. And, yeah, friendships are important, guys. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are, like, you know, fuck you, I can do this by myself, and, you know, it's not the safest prospect, I don't think, but I am very thankful for that, and, yeah, all right, yeah, so Christmas season, guys. Yeah, I'm my mind is off track. Like, I kind of just was not going to do the podcast, just like I have been doing this last couple of weeks, but, you know, you just got to do it. You got to get back to the swing of things, and, yeah, I'm swinging things. So, Christmas, guys, I hope you guys just, you know, find the goodness in it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gift guy. You know what I'm saying? My love language is gift. It's gift receiving and gift giving. Like, I love when people give to me. And I love to give to people. I love to make people smile with things they may like. And I like to choose good gifts. Now, I didn't get gifts for everybody, but I got gifts for some people. And, you know, I hope they like the gifts. But, yeah, it's not what it's about, though. But I participate in this goddamn paganistic thing because it's what I grew up on. It's what we do. But when I got kids, there ain't going to be no such thing as no goddamn Santa Claus. Or maybe. I don't know. I did like it as a kid. It was fun. It was weird. It's fun. Like, why is this white man coming in our house? But anyway, yes. I'm going to just talk TV. I'm just talk about shit that I kind of want to talk about. I've been watching a lot of TV lately, I suppose. I picked up this new show called Succession. Or a new show to me called Succession. It's very hilarious slash serious. Makes you think about things you never thought about. I say it's like Shameless mixed with Wolf on Wall Street. Yeah, I binged that pretty good. It was pretty cool. So y'all should check that out. Season just ended. Third season. Another series, Dexter. Oh my god. That's like that's the most fanboy show right now. I mean, fanboy I am for a show right now. I don't know if I even said, I don't know if that sentence even made sense. But Dexter, like, that's the one show that I've watched, and it's kind of, I had to recollect why I love this show so much, because I know this is not what everybody talks about online, and let me just tell y'all, it's about a fucking serial killer, and then Thanos say? I'm cursed with knowledge that serial killers, one famous serial killer is a Sagittarius, and I just, those kind of links, you know, you're just like, what the fuck? What happened? Where did he go wrong? What happened? But anyway, I enjoy the fuck out of this show. I'm not a fan of serial killers, but I'm a fan of good art, good entertainment. And the show is very entertaining if you haven't watched Dexter. Way different from Dexter's Laboratory. But, yeah, man, so they got, we thought it was done. He picked up a new series. Showtime picked it back up, and it's pretty cool. I think it's been very good. If people haven't watched it, or if you're not a fan of Dexter, I think it's a pretty good show. Like, if you watch You came from Dexter. You know what I'm saying? You on Netflix. I feel like that's a baby of what Dexter is. But yeah, check that out, and let me know. I think the last episode is next week, this Sunday. Power's pretty cool. Oh man, yes, the last episode, that was pretty fucked up what Ghost did. That was sound out of the loop. I can say that so it can make you watch it, so you could think that what I said might be true. But I don't know, the last scene in that show was hilarious, and it was meant to be very serious, and I don't know. Shout out to 50 Cent, though, doing this damn thing. He said he also wants to make a... 50 Cent said he also wants to make a Cosby-type show. And I'd be very interested to see what that's like. And I feel like there's shows like that now. I mean, like, I feel like I don't watch these shows like Blackish and... what is the other one? Mildish? Middish? I don't know. The light-skinned one. But I don't know. I thought that was something like that, but I could be wrong. But we do need to bring TV like that back. But that ain't what sells. Or we need to just let it be. I seen Spider-Man. You know what I'm talking about? If you haven't seen Spider-Man yet, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and spoil it a little bit. You should watch all the Spider-Mans. So you can be like, oh, shit. Let me tell you about my Spider-Man experience, though. So I went with my girl and my guy. No threesome shit. It's just my brother-in-law and my girlfriend. And yeah, we went to a theater around the way. A little ratchet theater. I don't want to put its name out there, but yeah, I've said it before. But anyway, I tote this theater as my traditional theater. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's close. It's where I've always gone to see all these movies. And, yeah. And usually I always have a good time there. There's no issues. But it's the first time ever I had a fucking asshole I was sitting next to. And he was just, like, trying his best to fuck up the movie for me and the person in front of him. So I get into the theater. He's sitting in my seat. We have assigned seats. So I immediately, like, and I'm pushing this because I'm like, I just got off work. You know what I'm saying? I fit this shit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make time for what you want to make time for. And I didn't really have time to see Spider-Man, but I made it work. Because I like to see that shit early. I like to be, I don't know. That's in my way to have be an idiot like a kid. You just rush to see shit and don't care about nothing else. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I kind of blame myself. Like, that's how I am a little bit, just a little bit of inside. I was like, maybe I was doing too much trying to see this movie. Because now I'm sitting behind this fuckhead. I'm also trying to stop cussing, so I don't know. Maybe I'll do a swear jar like John told me to do. But, yeah, man, this dude, like, he was, like, sleepy, and he kept, like, I guess he was too small for his chair, so he kept kicking the people in front of him. He kept, like, putting his arm in my chair. He put his arm around me once, so I moved, so he was in my seat at first, and we're on the edge. It's a four-seater, so my three are right there, so we had to tell one dude to get up, his man. He had to go sit behind him. He acted stupid when I was like, all right, I got these three seats. What's yours? He was like, oh, that's F? Oh, this is J, or whatever the fuck, H, or whatever the fuck. And so he gets up, and yeah, he sits behind to do his friend. And the friend was really trying to call some shit, but I was like, you know, I'm aware. Like, my eyes are always open. My senses are always aware, especially in the public. But I don't make it seem like that because, you know, you got to see who's really trying. I mean, you got to, I don't know. Peripherals are big. But anyway, I don't know, man. He was really fucking with me, like, during the movie. And, I mean, not personally. I mean, it felt personal. But it was more like, yo, this is Spider-Man. I'm not going to see. There's no way to rewind this. I'm not trying to pay for to see this tomorrow. So I just kept moving his ass. I was like, yo, you good? And I only asked when there was, like, a quiet time during the movie. I was like, and I would just move his arm. Just like, I got. And his friend would, like, come to my rescue. And it was cool. But honestly, I just took it as it could have been worse. Like, I was not trying to fight that dude. He was being unruly, but I'm trying to watch Spider-Man over, like, all that shit. There's no rewinding a movie. And, yeah, so I just kind of ignored him. And I was just very thankful because I feel like anybody else would have sat in that seat, it would have been a different story. And then, yeah. But and either way, I even shout out the friend because if he would have sat above us, he probably would have been kicking my chair and fucking with the people behind him. And his friend couldn't save his ass. And I would say that guy deserved a good, not ass kicking, but you know, like a not so violent ass whooping. He needed a stern lesson. He needed to learn the lesson, but it's all good. He apologized, but it wasn't real. But, yeah. But anyway, Spider-Man was great, and you should definitely see that. I say watch all the old movies because there's a lot of Spider-Man references in there. And, yeah. And then Hawkeye, I just saw the final episode today, and I've got to say that was pretty cheesy. Like, I'm starting to feel like they're going along the line of the old shows that made it to Netflix. But I love The Punisher and Daredevil. But the other two, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I like Hawkeye. Hawkeye's cool. It was a good series. It's more like, does these even matter? They do matter, but they don't for real. Like, you can miss these when you see the next movies, I'm sure. But yeah, that's all I got for the TV. And then football. Man, I only watched the game for 30 minutes yesterday. And that's not like me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I watched it for like an hour. But I don't know, man. Like this shit, COVID, it's just a pain in the ass. Like, it's just like you just want to throw away all these years. Not throw them away, but don't know. In a way, you got to think of it. Like, my mind is always trying to stay positive. I guess it's that damn green aventrine. But, yeah, it's like, I want to say it's all fuck shit. All pamphness and suckiness going on. But it's cool, man. You can't stay complacent. It's like the Lord, I just thought of this. Maybe the Lord is just like, look, like, niggas is doing too little or too much. And we need to change some things up. And I get that. If that's the case, then I can live with that. And I'm going to just live with that. But that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about, for real. It should be a great Christmas. The rioters from January 6th protests, they're out and able to see their... They were granted permission to see their families. So that's wonderful, right? The justice system. Huh? America. Fuck yeah. And then I also saw that there's a black box for Earth being built next year on the west coast of Tasmania. Basically recording the end of the world. I mean, well, somebody thinks that the world's going to fail because of climate change and all the self-made bullshit that we do. And he's like, we're just going to record it for the next civilization. And I'm just like, oh, that's bad gummy. You know what I'm saying? That's not good. That's not a good omen. You know what I'm saying? But, and then, like, what if somebody stupid finds it? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck this box. I'm going to hide it some more. And yeah, man, that's all I had, man. That's all I had. I was going to talk about, like, height and age and weight and how we separate ourselves. But I mean, I guess I could end the show saying how we separate ourselves, period. And I want to go back to what I said about how I was just reflecting on all the people I know. I mean, and then people, period, are just all different. There's nobody who are the same. And sometimes I get complacent in the brain and you just think everybody's so simplistic. That's not the case. Don't know everybody's life. But yeah, I just got so many different people in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's got me speechless. I don't even know what to fucking say. I'm just thankful for all that. I say that because one of my biggest things is, you know, getting all these people in the same room, and not necessarily networking, because, you know, I'm tired of business, y'all. Let's have some fun. But I understand you guys gotta work. We got to work. I got to work. But, yeah, man, set aside your differences. I think that's what I was trying to say. None of that shit matters. Love conquers all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be all so cheesy, but, you know, that is all that matters at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? People be all sad when people go away and be all mad when people don't be liking them and shit, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just love. And I feel like I'm at a point now where I want to communicate better with people, but it's like, at this point, I mean, we're just communicating spiritually. Some people, there's no words need to be said, but two good quotes by Big Sean, matter of fact. Communication can save a nation, and those who can't see eye to eye can be fixed with a heart to heart. And I just want people to realize that shit, man. Get over all this. There's no need to beef. You know what I'm saying? I heard about these damn monkeys and these dogs that was killing each other. Like, two dogs killed a baby monkey, and then two monkeys killed 250 dogs. I'm not even lying to you. This shit happened in India. And these motherfuckers would take these dogs up to high mountains and just toss them off. And it only got caught up when they started fucking with kids. But, I mean, you know, I say that because us humans are not so much different from animals, man. We got to not get to that, and we got to live together up in this animal kingdom, all right? You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my part. I mean, I'm doing my part by staying out the way and getting with who wants to get with me. But I don't cause no disaster. I'm trying to get away from people and this is an important message. I'm trying to get away from people who want to be in Heezy's world, yet don't want Heezy to be Heezy. You know? And that just can't be. That just can't be. But I'm going to go ahead and end it on that. And you guys love one another. But for real though, have a good Christmas. Have a good holiday. I may or may not see you again. Real life shit. I'm not even trying to be that drastic, but you never know who you're gonna see. This may be you guys' last Christmas. This may be somebody's last Christmas. It may be your last time seeing somebody. I don't even mean people who pass away. People come and go. And just cherish the times, man. Cherish the now. Because you always can. We sit up and we want life to be perfect when life is just like already perfect as can be. You're just focusing on the wrong thing. So focus on the positives. And that's how you live. All right, but anyway, I'm out of here. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all later. Spread the love, man. Be the light. And be the right that you want to see. But I'm out of here. Happy motherfucking holidays, bitches. All right. It's been so long, I forgot how to end this puppy. Been so long.